gonna take a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease, gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories.
That's Doris Day, and I'm Graham Webb, and we're about to take a sentimental journey. My friend, my mentor, my colleague, my fellow DJ, Lyle Richardson, who was a part of Sunshine FM 104.9 for 10 years, has passed away at the age of 92. Before we pay tribute to Lyle, let me tell you a story. Way back in April of 1999, when I moved to Coolum Beach to prepare for the coming of Sunshine FM 104.9, after being invited here by my friend Phil Ward, who's the genius who started this radio station, he used my radio expertise to put together the elements of a radio show and the placement of those elements. After a while, we knew we needed extra announcers, so I gathered together a few professionals that I knew and said we're an automated radio station for the over 50s on the Sunshine Coast, the baby boomers. Would you become a part of it? We got in touch with people like John Burles, Tony Shepherd, Mike Higgins, Barbara Harris, the rocker Tony Worsley, Beth Francis, along with a businessman from Brisbane who used to be my panel operator on 4KQ, John Daly, and also led the band, the John Daly Five, at the Storybridge Hotel. And a man called Lyle Richardson, who was the second DJ in Australia back in the mid-40s, after a guy called Alan Toohey. Lyle was my mentor. He actually got me my first job on 2TM in Tamworth. And then when I'd proven myself, I was back in Sydney and he got me to work for him. He was at 2KY in Sydney doing a show called Toast of the Town, which went to air from 10 o'clock till midnight, Monday to Saturday. And it was at the bottom of the stairs of Checkers Nightclub in Pitt Street in Sydney. But by 1959, he started a TV show called The Westinghouse World of Sport. This was the very first fully integrated sports program on television. And he wanted me to be the announcer, which of course was exactly what I wanted to be. Having been a sports commentator and even a race broadcaster himself, Lyle Richardson knew what he was doing. It was his baby, and it became a huge success on Channel 9 back in 1959. Forgetting the sport, he knew his music. He has many a story to tell. And right now, as a tribute to Lyle, I'd like to play a few of the bits that we've used on Sunshine FM in the early days when we first started.
Hey Lyle, what is the story behind 10 Cents a Dance?
Well, going back right back to the First World War, there were many, many soldiers, many, many men around that couldn't find partners. So the dance hall proprietors, Roselands was the biggest dance hall in America at that time in New York, and the proprietors of these various dance halls would pay the girls 10 cents a dance. However, when you went in and you were the male, he sold you, how many tickets do you want? And they were 10 cents a dance. You want 50 cents worth for five dances, or a dollar gets you 10 cents a dance? And that's what most of them would take. So they go in and dance the night away with the girl of their choice, all from these paid girls that came along to be, and so many, it's been used in so many movies since. I think it was even used in Sweet Charity. I've seen a couple of those old movies, and 10 Cents a Dance is quite a part of the film industry.
Throughout the 80s and 90s, Lyle Richardson was a part of Saturday Night on the ABC with John West. You might remember his segment called Sentimental Journey, where he played all the old favourites of yesteryear, and especially all the big band favourites. Your old platter part of Lyle Richardson was the oldest living working disc jockey in the world as he headed into his 90th year. I'll sorely miss him because he was my friend, my mentor, and one of nature's gentlemen. Vale Lyle Richardson, disc jockey extraordinaire, born 92 years ago, and a man with hundreds of years of experience. I loved him, and if you knew him personally, you too would have loved Lyle Richardson.
It was a fabulous era when the big bands dominated the musical scene. There were giants, and none stood taller than the great Jimmy Dorsey. It was the truest test of performance in the way the band's distinctive and personalized arrangements held up over the years.